This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., the jobs market has yet to really catch fire, but there are new signs of life in real estate. One sign, the workshops are back, where people sign up to learn how to buy a house, hold it for a short while, then sell, they hope, at a profit. And this is called flipping. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The lure of flipping houses is so strong that three dozen people have given up a Saturday in May to sit here in a drab conference room at a Best Western in the Baltimore suburbs. Every eye is fixed on Terry Royce. Royce has been flipping houses for 7 years and is sharing his secrets in excruciating detail.
The good thing is this has a lot of information when you actually do your final walk.
Royce explains how to find a seller or a buyer. He even gives time management tips. Later, Royce tells me, flipping is hard.
I always like to say, you know, this is work. Stuff's going to go wrong. It is, and it's the reality.
This was Royce's first workshop. He charged $97 for a morning seminar and afternoon bus tour of some houses that are being flipped. I sit next to Zane Watkins on the bus. He's been to four or five other workshops. He and his wife paid $300 for one of them.
Yeah, it was kind of high pressure.
The workshop was run by a national chain. It was 3 days. Watkins says most of the third day was a come-on for the next series of expensive seminars.
I think they had like three different versions of the package. One was like, I think, $10,000 and $15,000 and like $22,000 that you would pay overall.
We clamber off the bus to look at a flipped house. Watkins and the other would-be flippers have lots of questions about renovations, finding contractors.
What are like some red flags when choosing a contractor?
The Better Business Bureau rates these types of workshops. Spokeswoman Catherine Hutt says they're now tracking 130 of them.
Of that, only one is a BBB accredited business with an A. We have one that has a B+, 13 that have Cs, and all the rest have Ds or Fs.
Hutt says they get several hundred complaints a year from consumers saying they didn't get what they paid for from flipping workshops. And when they tried to get their money back, they ran into a brick wall. Hutt says, just like buying a home, when it comes to flipping workshops, it's buyer beware. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.